Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
Yes, I contacted a man the other day there, and he said he was refunding my money that I spent on these pills that I can't use. And I was very disgusted when the girl said that you're charging me for what? Nothing. I mean, one is listed as utilities. Now, what is that, utilities? What does that mean?
I'd have to pull up the account to see what you're being charged for.
It's charging me $91.89, ma'am, for utilities.
Okay, I can see what it's for. May I have your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. Deborah Stillman or Debbie Stillman.
All right, and can you verify the shipping address?
3338 Yukon Street, San Antonio, Texas, 78261.
All right, thank you. Let's see here. So I see a charge of $91.89 for NutraSlim Keto, and I see $92.90 for the cleanse.
It says personal care and utilities on my banking statement that I have. He reassured me that I could get a refund. He gave me a cancellation number. And I haven't seen it at all, but you didn't take my money, didn't take it, and now it's gone. I live on a fixed income. I can't waste that kind of money.
Okay, and when did you call in to get a refund?
Was it the 31st or the 1st? It took me so long to get the pills in the first place. I don't know if they're backordered or what, or I don't know why it took so long.
All right, so I do see where you called in, but so it doesn't show a refund, but it shows that it was canceled. Because with these products, after your trial, we can't do any refunds.
I didn't even use them. I told him that I would mail them back to him, so it was proof that I didn't use them.
Let's see here. Yeah, since these were done through, I see it was done through the trial period. So if it's not canceled during that trial period, those 14 days, we can't do any refunds on it at all.
I didn't see anything where it said that.
It's in the policy.
You're out in California, right? I'm sure Better Business Bureau should be able to help me with something here. I can't waste that kind of money, ma'am.
Okay.
Not when he assures me that you'll refund the money, and now you say you can't.
Okay.
And then he tried to get me to buy them for half price, and I said, no, sir, I cannot use them. Okay, we'll just give you a refund then.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure why they said that, but... Yeah. And you say you can't use them?
No, ma'am. And then it interferes with some of the medication I'm on. It said it didn't, but it did.
Okay. Well, since you called the same day that you're...
No, go ahead and say what you're saying, ma'am.
Okay. So, since you called in the day that it was charged on the 1st, I can just go ahead and get it both refunded for you.
Can you, ma'am? Would that be
fantastic? Yeah, so that'd be a refund of $91.89 and $92.90.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's see here. And you'll get a confirmation email confirming both of those refunds. Let's see.
Oh, okay. I never got that before. I never got anything like that before from him.
Yeah, because it wasn't issued. But so the email on file is debbie.stillman@icloud.com. Is that a good email?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right, so that's where to go to.
Okay. Did she say your name was Asia?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Put in here.
Yes. All right, so I just got both of those issued, and I do have a another. This would be a refund number if you like to write that down.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, it's 257.
257.
650.
650.
026.
Okay. Refund number.
All right. And was there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I just wanted to see if I could have something done because that's just a lot of money. I can't waste money like that.
Yeah, well, it's been refunded for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I thank you very much, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.